Ready? Okay. Give me a beach.
Beach.
Give me great food.
Tacos.
Give me adventure.
Hiking.
Give me a date night.
Sunset cruise.
Give me some smiles.
Cheese.
Give me more beaches.
Beaches.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
All right, guys, welcome to Always Hungry from iHeartRadio. My name is Bobby Flay, and I'm here with my daughter and co-host.
I'm Sophie Flay.
And on Always Hungry, Sophie and I gather around my stove to cook together.
Well, you cook, I ask the questions and eat the food.
If there's any food left, we come to the table together to share a meal, connect as a family, and tell the stories that matter to us. We're talking about how to host a dinner party. And this is something that I do often.
I know, and I wanted to talk to you about it because you're really good at it, and I haven't really hosted my own dinner party yet, and I am sure you learn a lot the first time you really do it.
It's not easy.
No.
There's a lot of things to do, you know, to make it successful.
Yeah.
And I think I'll just give you the first thought right off the bat, which is plan. Like, don't wing it.
I'm taking notes.
Yeah, you should absolutely. I see you got the pen in your hand. This is really important. I mean, so basically, the first things first, right? So it's like, so you're gonna have a dinner party. It's Friday night. You know how many people are coming over? What would be like a typical dinner party for you? Do you think if you invited your friends?
Like, I have like 10 really great girlfriends about, and then they all have boyfriends. So it's big.
20.
It's like 20 people. Yeah.
Okay. So 20. Look, here's the thing. The thing about 20 is like 10 and 20 is almost the same thing in terms of how much of work it is.
Really?
It really is, because most of the time people make way too much food anyway, and like what you think feeds 10 feeds closer to 20. That happens all the time.
Mm.
And I mean, the only thing that obviously one of the main differences between 10 and 20 is, you know, all those kinds of things that go into it, okay? So first things first is you want to decide what you're going to serve. And I think the easiest and the best way to kind of approach something like this is create a theme.
Okay, I was going to ask you about this, if you thought a theme was a good idea.
I do it all the time. Like you've been to plenty of my lunch and dinner parties.
Yeah.
Where you're like, what are you cooking? And I'm like, we're doing Greek food today.
Right, right.
Or we're doing Italian food, or we're doing Southwestern food.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, for me, that makes it a lot easier for me to kind of like you know, start somewhere and mm-hmm. finish somewhere. So I'm just going to give you like a, you're coming to this party. Christina's birthday party is this weekend. And I've been working on a couple of new restaurant concepts. One of them is like a Southern Italian, you know, Italian-American themed restaurant. Mm-hmm. You know, for the lack of a better word, like red sauce, so to speak, you know. But it's going to be, you know, if this restaurant ever comes to fruition, it's going to be... you know, it's gonna be upscale. It's not gonna be, you know, just big platters of food. It's gonna, you know, swanky, so to speak. You know, kind of clubby feeling. You know,
love.
Yeah. Anyway, have the name of the restaurant, but we're not revealing that because it's it's actually a good one. So for Christina's birthday, I'm picking a couple of things that I want to do that I think, you know, first of all, you know, it's gonna be 24 people so far. And I'm going to serve it family style, and I'm going to serve it over a period of time. This was actually one of her requests. She doesn't want all the food to land all at the same time, which is sometimes what I do.
Yeah.
Often I just kind of land all the food at the same time. But that's just timing. That doesn't really matter in terms of like, you know, that doesn't really matter in terms of kind of getting it together. So here's what the menu is, all right? Mm-hmm. So I'm doing baked clams casino.
Okay.
Now I have a pizza oven here. So what I'm going to do for the sake of keeping it simple, as simple as possible, is I'm going to do everything out of the pizza oven.
Wow. Okay.
So I'm going to do the baked clams casino out of there. Then we're going to do roasted shrimp scampi. So I'm going to clean the shrimp. I'm going to make a compound butter out of garlic, lemon, and some crushed red peppers. So we're going to, you know, cook the, and everything's going to be in like an earthenware dish. So it goes from the oven to the table, right? The baked clams, the shrimp will be roasted. I'll put the compound butter with all those flavors running through it, the garlic, the lemon, the crushed peppers, some parsley, and then that butter will make its own scampi sauce in the cazuela, right?
Nice.
I'm going to make a kale Caesar, which is now seems to have become the Caesar salad.
Yeah, so good.
Kale Caesar salad. And then I'm also going to do a chopped salad. Mm-hmm. So the chopped salad's going to have chickpeas, cherry tomatoes, cucumbers, feta cheese, radicchio endive, and iceberg lettuce. I'm a big iceberg fan for this kind of cuisine. It's crunchy and crispy, and it's good. And then I'm going to take some pita chips, you know, out of the bag, crumple them up in my hands. Is crumple a word? No.
Crumble?
Crumble up. Crumble?
Yeah, crumble.
But I really want to crumple them. And then a red wine vinaigrette.
Okay.
Okay, so the salads, all right, I'm going to have the greens cleaned in a bowl, ready to go. In the chopped salad, I'm going to have all the ingredients in a bowl ready to go. And I'll have the vinaigrettes ready. So basically, when I want to
serve... When you're ready to put them out.
When I want to serve them, that's all done. And I'm just dressing the salad, putting it in like a pretty wooden bowl or some decorative bowl.
So that's before anyone even gets here.
Oh, totally. Okay. Well, yes, Sophie, you have a lot of prep to do.
No, I know, but I'm trying to take notes about what you prep before.
So you're prepping all of this before. Well, all I'm going to do when the guests get here... So far, okay, the clams will be in the shell, in the cazuelas, or in the earthenware dishes.
Okay.
The oven's going
to
be on.
Prep to go into the oven.
I'm going to put them in the oven.
Okay.
Shrimp, cleaned, in the earthenware dishes, you know, seasoned, the compound butter standing by, so that when I put the shrimp in the oven and they roast, I put the, you know, 30 seconds before I take them out, I put the butter in the over the shrimp. It makes its own sauce. Serve.
Great.
Okay. The salads, as I just said, the greens cleaned, vinaigrette ready to go. Guests get here. You dress them. The chopped salad, all the ingredients in a bowl mixed together. Mm-hmm. Dressing ready to go. Your guests get here. Dress it. Put it in a bowl. Now, I'm also making pizzas. I'm making pizzas and baked pastas.
Oh, my gosh.
But it's all coming out of the pizza oven. Now, this is a lot. I mean, and you have to remember, this is what I do for a living.
I know.
So it's a little, you could basically do the clams, the scampi, and the salads and be done.
Right.
I mean, that's plenty for your crew, right? I mean, you know, you make a house cocktail, you serve some wine, make sure you have a lot of water.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to show you a really quick thing that you can just have out, because I think dinner party always, there's a beginning, a middle, and an end.
Yeah.
And so the beginning is you have to have something for people to snack on.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm going to show you how to make a white bean hummus.
Oh, nice.
Hummus is usually made with chickpeas.
Yeah.
But I like making it with white beans also. And
okay.
You can use canned, you can, I'm all for canned chickpeas, canned white beans, black beans, because they're cooked perfectly every time. And especially if you're going to puree them up, it's totally fine. They're
right.
Nice and creamy.
Okay.
So we're going to start with these white cannellini beans out of the can. You drain out the liquid that's in there.
Okay.
And rinse them off. And then we're going to add a couple of ingredients here. So we have tahini. Do you know what tahini is?
No. I mean, I've had it, but I don't know what it is in it.
It's like sesame seed butter.
Oh, okay.
It'd be like peanut butter, but it's made out of sesame seeds.
Okay.
And this gives it, like, obviously a nuttiness. And it also creates like a nice kind of, I like the texture it brings to it.
Mm. Oh yeah, it does kind of smell like peanut butter a little.
But it's sesame seeds.
Yeah.
Okay, then we're gonna add some cumin, some ground cumin. Be careful with the cumin because it's very strong. And then we're gonna add a couple of cloves of garlic.
Mm.
And then squeeze some fresh lemon juice in here. And I just put, this is not classically in hummus, but I just put like a little teaspoon of honey in there.
Oh, okay.
Just because sometimes I find like the tahini is and the garlic can be a tiny bit bitter.
Mm.
So I'm not putting this in here to make it sweet by any stretch of the imagination, but just kind of balances out a little bit of the bitterness. Now, sometimes I put cayenne in my hummus. Do you want it spicy?
Yeah, I love that.
Let me just grab.
How did you come up with this recipe?
The white bean one?
Yeah.
I mean, it's really not that creative. I mean, it's, you know, you're just substituting the white beans for the chickpeas. But I like it because, like, I cook a lot of Italian food now.
Mm.
And so cannellini beans are just part of the palate, you know? So just a little sprinkle of cayenne in there.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Okay, wait, go through the rest of the list, and then I have follow-up questions.
So then I'm going to make two pizzas. I'm going to make pizza dough 2 days before, and I'm going to make two pizzas. I'm going to do a portobello mushroom pizza with roasted garlic and ricotta and rosemary oil and pecorino and fresh mozzarella.
Yum.
And I'm going to do a red pizza, red sauce pizza with roasted eggplant, tomato, Calabrian chilies, oregano, and mozzarella. All right, so those are the pizzas. So basically, that's the first thing I'm going to do, because the pizza has the shortest shelf life, right? What happens? You bake a pizza, comes out, it's good then.
Mm-hmm.
Right. We can get into the cold pizza, debate another time.
Yeah.
But basically, those pizzas are going to be like my hors d'oeuvres.
Right, right.
So people are going to get here. I'm going to put a glass of wine or a cocktail in their hand, and then they're gonna take a slice of pizza or two, and that's gonna like give everybody a pause for a second, because they're coming over here. I'm going to Bobby's house. I'm not eating all day. I want to eat this meal.
Yeah.
And they're hungry. So when I get in here, I'm gonna stuff some pizza in their face. They're gonna be happy.
Okay. Yeah.
So okay, and then I'm gonna do two pastas, but again, they're baked.
Okay.
Which is a cool way to do pasta, because you can do them in a casserole. Mm-hmm. So I'm doing a rigatoni with vodka sauce, your favorite.
Oh my God.
And usually I do this one with vodka sauce, which is basically a creamy tomato sauce with vodka in it, broccoli rabe, and then, Italian sausage.
Yes.
I'm not going to put the sausage in this because Christina doesn't eat meat.
Right.
And Fontina cheese running through the pasta. Mm. Put that in the casserole dish, and then on top, I put fresh mozzarella and parm, and then bake it in the pizza oven. So it gets really crispy, crusty on top, and then the pasta is, surrounded by, that Fontina cheese and the sauce. Mm. It gets really bubbly, delicious.
Yeah, so good.
But for the dinner party, what's great is you can set these in the casserole dishes ready to go. Again, just put them in the oven.
Okay.
You can even put them in the oven before your guests get there, because it's going to take a while to bake the pasta.
Mm.
The other pasta is going to be porcini mushrooms.
Yum.
And cremini mushrooms with a cacio pepe crust.
Yes.
So it's going to have, pecorino and black pepper on top with mozzarella. It's going to be delicious. And then I'm also doing eggplant parm.
Oh my God. Okay.
So as you can see, there's no meat in this meal.
Mm-hmm.
It's,
sounds so good,
there's some
though.
Fish. There's some shellfish, and basically vegetables. So the eggplant, what I do is I make thick slices, almost like eggplant steaks, and I roast them in the oven until they're soft. Let them cool, and then I dredge them, flour, egg, panko breadcrumbs, fry them in a pan so they're crispy. Then on top, I put kind of like I showed you the other day with the chicken parm. I put the tomato sauce on top, then fresh mozzarella and some fresh herbs, and bake it in the oven.
Nice.
Until it melts, and then you have eggplant parm.
Mm-hmm.
And then for dessert, she wanted a coconut strawberry cake. So basically, I ordered their coconut cake. It's in my refrigerator right now. And it's huge. It's going to feed 20 people without even trying. Okay? But I'm going to make a strawberry sauce.
Oh, smart.
So I'm just going to put the strawberry sauce next to the coconut cake. If you want strawberry sauce on top of your coconut cake, be my guest.
Yeah.
And I'm going to buy some gelato from Italy and put the gelato out there. So you'll have gelato, coconut cake, and strawberry sauce. That's it. So that's the menu. And, there's a lot more things to think about. That's
well,
just
right.
The food.
I mean, this is very exciting as a guest, but as a host, it's like maybe the most intimidating list I've ever heard.
I also ordered stone crabs.
What?
Yes, I know that makes you happy.
Oh my God.
From Florida.
Wow.
So I'm going to put those out before people get there.
Okay, so this is
They're
what
cold.
I was This is what I was going to ask. What are you putting out as like little appetizers sort of thing when people first get there? The clams and shrimp aren't part of that, is that are they?
No, the clams and the shrimp are not part of that.
So
the pizza is the first thing that comes out. Then the clams come out, then the shrimp come out, then the pastas come out.
Okay, so what's out when people get here?
Cheeses, olives. You can put out like some cured meats if you want. Prosciutto, salami, soppressata. have some sort of jams or quince paste to go with the cheeses. Make sure that you have really good crackers and or, you know, pieces of toast.
Mm-hmm.
It's Los Angeles, so make sure there's some gluten-free ones as well. You know, and you can put out like make some white bean hummus. Like dips are really good.
Mm-hmm.
So just a little sprinkle of cayenne in there. Okay. And then food processor. And then you can add a little, I think it's good to add a little bit of water.
Water?
Yeah, let me have, I'm gonna add a little bit of water. It thins it out a little bit, but also makes it like a little fluffy. And then olive oil. And I like mine to be a little bit lemony.
Oh yeah.
Salt and pepper.
You always have really nice settings. Like, you always have great, like, napkins and all that stuff. But, like, I am not in a place where I'm, like, about to buy, like, really nice napkins. Like,
paper.
Yeah, does it matter?
You can buy really good paper napkins that are very, very pretty, you know? A lot of times I use those because, you know, if I have, like, 35 people in my house, I might have 35 cloth napkins.
Right.
You know? So it doesn't matter.
All right, I mean, okay.
People are like, especially for, like, casual dinner parties. And also, 99.9% of the time, I'm serving family style. I'm not plating everybody's dish.
Right.
If there's six people here, I might plate it.
Mm-hmm.
But if beyond that, it's not happening.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to make sure that you have platters and bowls so that you can serve big portions of these dishes. What I'm doing is I'm doing a lot of stuff right out of the oven.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be already in these earthenware dishes that can go in the oven and go right to the table.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really nice way to do it as well. But if you look in my cupboards, you're going to find like big decorative bowls, a lot of white ones as well, because white is really good for food. Like you don't have to buy like, if you go to the store and you want to buy platters and bowls and stuff like that to serve food on, just go white because the food is what's going to look really pretty.
Right.
Once you start adding colors to the pottery, it's really hard. Well, what happens is it's really hard for the food and the pottery colors to match up.
It'll look good, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it can happen, but it's harder.
Yeah. So, because when I think about you serving like family style versus like portioned out, like, I feel like because I'm, one, I've never really hosted a dinner party before, but two, because I'm like a newer cook.
Yeah.
And less experienced, obviously. Like, I worry about timing, about like making sure things are cooked on time, like, so that I'm not like waiting an hour to serve like one thing over another. So, like, any tips for that?
Yeah. So, again, you have to make lists and you have to really plan this out. If you come to my house and I have a dinner party, there's probably going to be a list literally scotch taped to my cupboards. and I have a menu.
Mm-hmm.
That's one list where it's just the titles of the dishes. Then I have an ingredient list to make sure that I've gotten everything I need from the store.
Mm.
I can promise you there's not been one single time, not one, where I've gone to the store for like a significant dinner or lunch party and come back with everything I've needed. It doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Somebody ultimately calls me like on their way over. Do you need anything? Yes, I need three limes.
Yeah.
You know, there's, and so like, don't fret, but make as many lists as you can and go over it to make sure that you're well prepped. Because if you just try to do this in your head, you're going to be screwed.
Yeah.
And cook within yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I just mentioned 12 dishes?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to do this, okay? But this is what I do for a living.
Right.
I mean, I go into Iron Chef mode because I have to, by the way, I'm nervous too. I want everybody to have a good time.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And like the food. I don't want people coming over to my house and being like, I went to Bobby Flay's house. Food was just whatever. Like, who needs that? I want people to think that, you know, that the food's good.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing, no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
So for me, so like if I'm thinking about hosting my first dinner party, right?
Sure.
And I have 20 people.
That's a lot. That's an undertaking.
I know. It's so scary. But how many dishes would you recommend in that case? Like just to be simple.
Let's pick a theme.
Okay. I feel like pasta's easy to make.
Okay.
So let's do Italian.
Fine. So basically you're not baking pizzas, okay? So that's not happening.
No, yeah.
So you're gonna do a salad.
Okay.
You're gonna do a pasta dish.
Okay.
And then like I would say for you, you could either do like a fish or a chicken dish.
Okay.
What?
Both of those like make me nervous.
I have a really good idea for you.
Okay.
You can buy, especially think about this, for like 20.
Let's do chicken.
Let's do fish.
Okay. I'm not good at making fish.
You're going to be great at it. You're going to be great at it.
Okay.
Here's what you do. This is a really simple recipe for you. And this is the kind of flavors you like. You buy a whole side of salmon.
Okay.
Okay. So one big fillet of salmon. And you just ask the fishmonger to make sure all the bones are out of it. and you're going to roast the salmon in your oven slowly, and you're going to make a dressing, literally a vinaigrette out of like lemon juice, olive oil, capers, and some fresh herbs. Okay. You're gonna put salt and pepper and some olive oil on the fish. You're gonna put the fish in the oven until it's cooked through. And you and if you cook salmon nice and slowly, which is a good thing for you to do because you
do you keep it in
whole.
Okay.
You just put it on a sheet pan.
Okay.
Put it in your oven at like 300 degrees, very low oven. Because what's really great about salmon, Sophie, is that if you cook it slowly, the fat melts slowly and it basically cooks in its own fat. It's incredibly tender. Like there's nothing like it.
Okay.
And then when it comes out of the oven, you take that vinaigrette, that caper and lemon vinaigrette I just told you about, and you just spoon it right on top of the fish when it's hot.
Okay.
And you serve it.
Okay.
And then people can just like take pieces of it.
Okay.
I've done this in front of you. I've done versions of this where I serve like a whole side of a fish.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even cut it because people just take a big spoon and they take pieces of it and put it on their plates.
Mm.
Then you should make a salad. Do you want to make a Caesar salad?
Yeah.
Perfect. You can make a kale Caesar.
Love.
Black kale. You can use like little gems, which are like baby romaine. That's a really good lettuce.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to put a little radicchio in there, it would be very pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And then you make it like a classic Caesar dressing. It's like a creamy anchovy lemon garlicky dressing.
Mm-hmm.
Some croutons on top. You can use pita chips if you want to instead of making croutons.
Mm-hmm.
Mix it up. Salad's done. And then what kind of pasta do you want to make? Make your penne alla vodka.
Okay.
Seriously, that's your go-to.
I know.
And honestly, that's plenty.
Yeah. Okay.
And then you know, go to a market and get some olives, some cheeses,
some
good jam.
Mm-hmm.
Just put that out. You're not cooking any of that. You're just assembling it.
Right.
Just make it look pretty on a platter. Get some crackers. Like, people will be impressed.
Yeah. Okay. Love.
Don't ruin the filet name in the kitchen.
God, right? I know. It's like such a nightmare. Oh, that looks pretty good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And of course, you can do this with chickpeas as well. I just like the white bean idea. And it's always good to have, this is a good dish to have around like in your refrigerator when people come over like the last second as well. What's so funny?
Like no one does that anymore.
Mean?
I feel like it was like so plastic to like just have something ready, like maybe when you were younger, but like no one just like shows up anymore.
You know? They don't?
No. I mean, I show up at your house, but that's different.
They show up at my house. So basically what you want to do here is like, so you have some of the hummus and I make like a little bit of a well there, put a little olive oil in there.
Nice.
On top, and then like a little bit of cumin on top, a little cayenne. And then you know you can just serve this like you know with some pita chips or whatever.
Mm, cool.
And like this is like you know if you're having a dinner party, this is like one of the things that you can put out so that people get there. You can just give them a drink or a glass of wine. Just give this to kind of get going.
Yep.
You can put some olives out, stuff like that. Things that you don't have to be cooking while they're there. And this way you can get back in the kitchen and finish your cooking.
Nice. Okay. This is really good. It's spicy. Yeah.
Too spicy?
No.
All right.
I like it. Okay, but also, and like, what should people drink? Like, I feel like making like a big cocktail batch is like kind of a big undertaking, no?
It's not. That's, to me, well, first of all, you should have... It's very
other
simple.
Than just being like, let's just drink wine.
Well, you can do that. But if you want to get like a little fancy and make it feel special, you can make one house cocktail.
Okay.
And you make it in, did I give you one of the punch bowls?
No.
Okay, I have to give that to you for your next birthday.
you always say that.
Well, you can either put it in a punch bowl or a pitcher.
Yeah, but like a house cocktail, like that's so...
Let me help you.
Okay.
Let me help you. What is everybody drinking these days in Italian restaurants?
An Aperol spritz?
Yeah, they're drinking spritzes.
Mm.
So You should make a spritz. Here's how you do it.
Okay.
You want to make Aperol or Campari?
Aperol.
So basically, it's Aperol and Prosecco mm-hmm. and club soda.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah, but how much of each to make a big batch of it?
I mean, you just look it up. It's like you just measure it. You just get, for instance, if it's like, let's just say it's like 2 ounces to 1 ounce to mm-hmm. 1 ounce.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 2-1-1. So basically you get a measuring cup out and you go two cups of this to one cup of this to one cup of that until mm-hmm. you think you have enough.
Got it. Smart.
And then and don't put the Prosecco in there. Put the Prosecco
at the end?
Next to it, and let people top off their spritzes so it stays effervescent.
Okay.
And then slice a bunch of oranges.
Yep.
Put those into the thing. Have some sliced oranges next to it.
Yep.
And then, your friends, most of your friends have good decorum. Everything's going to look great.
Yeah. Okay. And then dessert.
I mean, you know, like on Thanksgiving, I tell people to bring dessert, but I think for a dinner party, you should take care of it.
What? Why me? No. If you're not cooking dessert, why should I make dessert?
No, I'm not saying you should make it. I'm saying you should take care of it.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to make something?
No.
Okay. So then go to just go to some place and buy like a fruit tart or something.
Okay.
A fruit tart or a cake. Get some like gelato because you're serving Italian food. That's it.
Okay.
Get some biscotti. People are going to love it.
Okay. I mean, you don't mind.
Am I going to get invited to this party?
Maybe.
I'm not cooking. I'm not coming in.
I might have to do a test run before I invite you.
Oh, my God.
Okay. For this many people, though, like, how do you feel about decorations at a dinner party?
I mean, I'm not into decorations. I want my table to look nice. Mm-hmm. And I like fresh cut flowers.
Okay.
I think that's pretty.
Yeah.
And also candles.
How do you feel about
unscented candles?
Yeah, candles. Okay. Tablecloths. You don't ever use tablecloths.
Sometimes I used table.
Like runners?
No. Well, runners are nice too. Mm-hmm. But what do you call it? Placemats.
Placemats.
Yeah. I use placemats. And then you stack the plates next to the food. You put the food out all in the same place and mm-hmm. let people take what they want and leave what they don't want.
I'm sure people like ask all the time, like when you're having a dinner party and people are like, how can I help? Like, what are like easy things that you can be like, oh, go do this.
You mean when they get
here? Yeah. And
you can just say, help me put this food out. Like I'm taking the pasta out. Can you help me like put it in the bowl and put it out mm-hmm. there and that kind of stuff? Or can you make sure that, there's all the napkins are out there, but the table should be set before everybody gets there.
Okay.
You have to do a few hours of prep before people get there.
Yeah, you really do.
Oh, absolutely. Because otherwise, then you're never going to be able to socialize. You're going to be panicked.
Right. Oh, my God. Okay. And a good playlist.
Yeah, I'm not going to comment on that. I'm going to let you do that.
Okay.
What's the playlist?
I literally have... There's a great Spotify playlist called Dinner with Friends, and it is my absolute go-to. It's so good.
What is it? What is it?
It's like...
It's Spotify?
Yeah, on Spotify. I have actually 7 million notes on this piece of paper right now. This was good. This is very helpful.
It is? Okay.
Yeah, very helpful.
All right. Well, look, am I going to get invited to this?
Yeah, I think maybe the second one. I'm going to let my friends have the burnt pasta first.
I'm coming over, but after the cooking is done.
Yeah.
Always Hungry is created by Bobby Flay and Sophie Flay.
Our executive producer is Christopher Hasiotis.
Always Hungry is produced, edited, and mixed by Jonathan Haas-Dressler.
Always Hungry is engineered by Sophie Flay. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing, no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.